Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, ladies, there's one word that fits Kroger Tender Ray Beef to a T. Delicious. Why, it couldn't be anything else but delicious. For Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. Yes, Kroger Tender Ray beef is luscious red, rich in savory juices, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. No other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. What's more, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So ladies, go to your Kroger store and buy Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. Always fresh, always tender, it's delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Not counting a number of babies born at Rossville Hospital, in the last few days, the population of Rossville has increased by 2. Young Dr. Joel Evans has moved from Heverton to be nearer Penny Gibbs. And Johnny Keefe has come from South Africa, partly on business, but mostly to visit Penny, his one-time fiancée. It's morning in Rossville now, and Penny is talking to Nora Lang, one of the town's regular residents, about the 2 new arrivals. Penny says,
All right. Joel is definitely in love with me. But I'm not in love with him and he knows it. Oh, Nora, he should be fairly certain that nothing will come of it. We're just very good friends and that's all we'll ever be.
Are you sure of that, Penny?
Nora, if I were ever going to be in love with him, wouldn't I be in love with him now?
Not necessarily. People don't always fall in love with each other instantly. Love at first sight certainly isn't the general rule. Love grows sometimes and slowly.
Now, I know that, but I've known Joel a long time now.
Oh, not so awfully long, and you'll have to admit, won't you, that you like him a lot?
Of course I do.
Maybe more than you like anyone else?
Well, certainly as much.
You just won't admit anything, will you? Oh, Penny, don't you want to fall in love? Are you afraid of it?
Why do you ask that, Nora?
Oh, it just occurred to me, that's all. I've heard of people being afraid to fall in love, and, well, I just wondered if you're afraid.
No, darling, why should I be? What's there to be afraid of?
Well, love is a little scary. It does such wonderful things to you. It makes you silly and tingly and it just doesn't allow any sort of dignity whatsoever.
Oh, Nora, what a description of the effect of being in love.
Oh, do you think it's wrong?
No, it has some of the elements of truth in it. But I think it's slightly exaggerated, don't you?
Well, maybe a little. But I know when I first realized I was in love with Freddie, I was certainly silly about it.
I don't think you were silly at all, not as I remember you.
Crickets, can you remember that far back?
That far back?
Mm-hmm.
Darling, you and Freddie had been married less than a year.
Oh, I know, but I was in love with him long before that, a whole year before that. And what makes it seem so long, I guess, is that I just can't remember when I wasn't in love with Freddie.
Oh, Nora, that's a sign of true love, and you're very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But, I wish you'd tell me why you think I might be afraid to fall in love.
Well, it's your attitude about it, Penny. You just won't admit that you might be in love with anybody.
Nora, it isn't love I'm afraid of. If I'm afraid of anything, it's of making a mistake. Darling, if I thought I was in love with Joel, I'd tell him so and I'd marry him. But I don't know if I'm in love with him. And I want to know. I want to be very sure of my feelings before I do anything or say anything. I'm awfully fond of Joel. I'm so fond of him that...
That what?
I don't know what. That's the trouble, Nora. Joel's sweet and kind and thoughtful and wonderful in everything he does for me and says to me. He couldn't be more perfect than he is, and it gives me a warm glow inside to know that such a person's in love with me. Oh, says he is.
Oh, there you go again, Penny. Doubting what you know to be true.
Nora, I've seen enough of life to know that nothing can be taken for granted. It's wrong to be sure. Wrong to be sure of another person, even as it's a mistake to be sure of yourself.
But, Penny, you have to believe in some things. And you can't say that Joel isn't honest.
Well, I certainly don't believe he's dishonest.
Well, now, why do you put it that way? Why can't you say he is honest, definitely and completely?
Because I'm afraid to. I've been fooled before, Nora. I've been hurt before. Darling, it isn't just myself I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about Joel, too. I don't want him to fool himself.
But you have no reason to think he is fooling himself.
But, Nora, I can't believe that he's in love with me. If you want to know the truth, that's it. I just can't see what the attraction is. Why should he be in love with me?
Crickets, Penny, there's no way in the world to answer that. Remember, I asked you that question once, and you couldn't give me the answer either. I wanted to know why Freddie loved me or why I loved Freddie. I did love him. I knew it. I was sure of it. And I still am. But I don't know why. I never did, and I never will, I guess. I'm in love with Freddie because I'm in love with him, that's all. And that's the only way you can explain why Joel is in love with you. He just is.
Oh, Nora, I should know better than to ask you anything.
Sis?
Oh, I'm in here, Pat, in the living room with Nora.
Oh. Well, how do you think I look?
Oh, golly.
Hi, Nora.
Hello, Pat. Oh, Cricket, but you're dressed up this evening.
Got a date with a dilly.
Oh.
And I thought I'd better get the approval of the critical sex before I flash myself.
Oh, you look wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you having a date with, or is that a secret?
It's not a secret at all. I'm making verse with a nurse.
Verse with a nurse?
Mm-hmm.
Crickets, what does that mean?
We're in rhyme. That's what that means.
Oh. You have a date with a nurse. Pat, is it Angela?
Would I dress like this for anyone else? I do look all right.
Oh, darling, you always look all right.
Oh, you're prejudiced, I hope. What about it, Nora? Will I pass for a guy with class?
I'm sure Angela will approve of you.
Yes. As a matter of fact, she's very easy to please.
Oh, that's fine now. You two are a big help. But I've got a big date anyhow. So now wish me luck. And, Penny, don't put the night lock on the door. I may come in a little late if I don't first bore Angela. Ah, a great picture, wasn't it?
Oh, I liked it. But I guess I'd have liked any picture tonight. I can hardly remember when I last saw one.
Huh? Oh, you're kidding. You mean to tell me the interns at Heatherton Hospital didn't think you were...
Maybe I didn't think much of them. And not that they weren't nice.
Hey, you mean you refused them and didn't refuse me?
Well, we went to the movies tonight, didn't we? Mind my frankness?
Mind it. I like it. Say, we're doing all right, aren't we?
I'm having a wonderful time.
Oh, why didn't you before this? You had plenty of opportunities.
Well, a few. But I just didn't want to.
But you did with me.
Uh-huh. You made me want to have a good time.
Why? Well, what did I do or say? Well, I'd like to know so I can keep on doing it.
I don't know, Pat. It wasn't anything in particular. You just... Well, you made me happy, and I like being happy.
Nurse Brill, you don't know how happy you're making me.
Sure, it's not just because I'm, a novelty.
A novelty? Angela, I could make you a career.
Oh, wait now, if I took that seriously...
You'd run.
Run, yes, but I don't know in which direction.
Well, I'd guide you.
We'd better take this just a little slower.
Oh, what are we doing, walking too fast?
No, Pat, talking too fast.
Oh, I get it. Okay, the brakes are on.
Thanks. I don't like it when my heart beats so fast. It makes me blush, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think it does. And I like it. You know, we're liking almost everything about this evening and each other, aren't we? As for me, I... Well, I sort of like that, too.
You don't have to sharpen any more pencils, Nora. I think those will be enough for now.
Oh, all right, Mr. Billings. Here you are. I hope the points are all right.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be. Hey, what's the matter with you, child?
Hmm?
Why does the sunshine girl of the Gibbs household have traces of a frown on her face this evening? Hmm?
Oh, maybe because it's after sunset, Mr. Billings.
Very good. Very, very good, Nora. But even after sundown, there's usually a smile on that pretty face of yours. What's turned down the corners of your mouth, hmm?
Oh, I'm a little worried, I guess.
Worried? About what, child? Or isn't it something an old man could help you with?
Oh, Crickets, Mr. Billings, you're not old.
Well, old enough. Old enough to know that there's nothing in this world worth wearing a frown about. Not permanently, at least. And you've been sad-faced now for almost a week.
Oh, I guess I have been. I'm sorry.
I'm the one who's sorry. Sorry you won't come out with it and let me show you it's not worth worrying about.
But it is, Mr. Billings. It's Freddie.
Freddie? Well, now what's that husband of yours done to upset you? As if I didn't know.
You know?
Of course I know. He's suddenly taken to working late at nights. And why? Because he has young Helen Burroughs working in his office at the farm.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I know he's working late. See, Helen has never worked with books before, and it's rather slow teaching her.
Oh, yes, yes, I guess it is. But you've seen evidence that these late nights are not all work, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Lipstick on Freddie's collar, maybe.
Crickets, how did you guess?
Nora, there's not a husband worthy of the title who hasn't at some time or other come home with lipstick on his collar.
Really?
And why? Because a man who is able to take to himself a wife certainly has an attraction for other women.
But you see, I think it's Freddie's fault, not Helen's. He even said so.
No, it's no one's fault, Nora. As far as this lipstick on his collar is concerned. Well, in the first place, lipstick is the most overrated cause for strain in marital relations ever invented. And in the second place, you don't have to get near it to bring home traces of it. The infernal stuff just leaps out at you.
Does it really?
It sure does. And now, if I were you, I'd take this lipstick on Freddie's collar just lightly. I'd give Helen lessons in how to put it on her lips so it won't come off the next time.
I hope you're joking.
No, I'm not. I'm serious. If another woman likes Freddie, it means you've got a good husband. And you don't want your marriage to him to be unpleasant just because a girl doesn't know how to use lipstick. But incidentally,
yes?
When you get a chance, will you tell Freddie I want to talk to him? I think the boy is beginning to forget that you wear lipstick, too.
So Jet Billings has some grounds to believe that Nora and Freddie Lang are unconsciously drifting apart. Is this true? And what is Penny's real reason for refusing to admit she's in love with Joel? Is she in love with Johnny Keith without knowing it? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. There's just no two ways about it, ladies. Kroger Tender Ray Beef is simply delicious. It's the best-eating beef you ever tasted. For Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. What's more, besides offering you the best-eating beef you ever tasted, Kroger also gives you more meat for your money. You get more meat, less waste, because Kroger has a special way of cutting beef. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray beef. And ladies, please remember this about the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. Kroger Tender Ray beef is an exclusive Kroger value. Available only at your neighborhood Kroger store. And your Kroger store gives you more meat for your money. Because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger Tender Ray beef. The finest beef value in town. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.